Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States says it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that his country is supporting a Syrian opposition group. Putin told senior defense ministry officials Friday that Russia has provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army in fighting alongside the Syrian army against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that the opposition has tended to use the name Free Syrian Army to refer to an umbrella of opposition groups trying to topple the Assad regime.
As we've said in the past, the vast majority of airstrikes conducted by Russian military aircrafts are against opposition groups to Assad and not aimed at ISIL.
The United States accuses Russia of propping up the Assad regime by launching airstrikes against moderate rebels instead of Islamic State. The first Canadian military plane carrying Syrian refugees arrived in Toronto late Thursday. The group was greeted by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other top government officials. Trudeau said he hopes that other nations will follow Canada's lead.
This is a wonderful night where we get to show not just a plane load of new Canadians what Canada's all about, but we get to show the world how to open our hearts and welcome in people who are fleeing extraordinarily difficult situations.
Of the 163 people who arrived from Jordan, 116 will settle in the Toronto area. The others are sponsored by Canadians in another part of Ontario, as well as British Columbia and Alberta. This is VOA News. Negotiators at the UN climate conference in Paris expect to have a final draft agreement to curb global warming by Saturday morning. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, talks are going into an extra day as teams from 196 countries struggle to agree on a global plan to deal with climate change.
After attending overnight talks, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry continued his lobbying efforts on Friday, meeting with India's representative. But no indication of any concessions from India, which along with China, Saudi Arabia, and Malaysia, all of which are either major coal users or oil-producing countries, are critical of what they say is an unfair expectation that poor countries pay for the environmental damage that industrialized countries have inflicted. As the talks went beyond their deadline, the French capital saw more protests, with Greenpeace activists at the Arc de Triomphe demanding quick action on climate change after the talks end. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Gunmen in Burundi launched coordinated attacks on three military bases in the capital Friday, sparking gun battles that left at least 12 of the attackers dead. A Burundian army spokesman said in a statement that 21 attackers were captured, along with some arms and explosives. He said five soldiers were wounded. However, army soldiers speaking on condition of anonymity said at least three Burundian soldiers were killed. The UN Security Council condemned the violence. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power called for further dialogue between the sides.
The members of the Security Council demand that all armed groups put aside their arms and cease all forms of destabilizing activities in order to end the cycle of violence and retaliation.
Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April when its president announced he would seek a third term. Critics said that he was violating the Constitution's two-term limit, as well as an agreement that ended the country's civil war. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a car bombing and gunfire that struck a diplomatic neighborhood of Kabul late Friday. Afghan police say at least two people were killed, including a Spanish policeman. Several others were wounded. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated seven victims. Friday's attack followed a 27-hour siege of an airport military housing complex in southern Kandahar earlier this week. At least 10 Taliban fighters equipped with suicide belts killed 54 people, including 39 civilians. On Wall Street, stocks tumbled Friday as crude oil prices reached a 7-year low. The Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq all plunged around 2%. European markets were lower. Asian trading was mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, we'll place our spotlight on a gentleman who just may be the most famous vocalist to ever sing, Frank Sinatra, whose 100th birthday is December 12th. If you think about it, who possesses more style and talent than Frank Sinatra? 100 years old on the 12th of December, born in 1915. And we'll celebrate his birthday and his effect on jazz and music in general on this edition of Jazz America. We'll also celebrate right now some of the other artists who just happened to be born on his birthday, the 12th of December. People like the late Grover Washington Jr., the great singer of blues and ballads, Joe Williams. He was born on the 12th of December in 1918. And one of the masters of the jazz fusion era, Tony Williams, the great drummer, who helped Miles Davis achieve his swinging dreams. And then when jazz became an electric art form in the 60s and 70s, he moved right into that vein with his own Tony Williams Lifetime Band and other aggregations. Let's enjoy a taste of his music from 1975, as he electrified jazz with the help of English guitarist Alan Holdsworth and keyboardist Alan Pasqua with the Tony Williams Group, who in 1975 recorded this song, Proto Cosmos, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Well, I can proudly tell you that the music you just heard was made by the music director of The Voice of America, who's in charge of our blues and pop, country, rock, and jazz, all of the music you hear on VOA, but I can proudly say he's a jazz musician on the trombone, and he wrote the song too. That's Eric Felton, VOA's music director, from the album Seize the Night. He was joined by an illustrious all-star cast of Kenny Barron, Dennis Irwin, Jimmy Cobb, and Don Braden, and he traded his trombone licks with tenor saxophone giant Don Braden on the song entitled Three Martini Lunch. I'm bringing Eric Felton into the mix here on VOA's Jazz America because as we celebrate Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, we have a conversation that I'm going to share with you right now that I enjoyed with Eric just a few years ago. And we talked about the most influential and important musicians in jazz history. He brought up the names Duke Ellington, his fellow trombonist J.J. Johnson, Miles Davis, and a certain Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra from Hoboken, New Jersey. Let me share that conversation with you now, then some Frank Sinatra music on the occasion of his 100th birthday here on Jazz America. There's so many people that are important. So we've mentioned three. Ellington, J.J. Johnson, and Miles Davis. Anybody else that just needs to be on this list of the bell cows of jazz, the most important people?
Frank Sinatra. And I say that by way of planting a flag, if you will. There's a lot of argument that goes on in the jazz world about what is jazz and what isn't jazz. And people will try to say, oh, well, you know, that he's just a singer, he doesn't really count, or but any definition of jazz that doesn't make room for Frank Sinatra, it's sort of more as the pity for jazz if it doesn't include Frank Sinatra. And it's interesting, I was just reading an interview with Miles Davis from the mid-50s and with Nat Hentoff, and he started talking about Frank Sinatra and how some of his favorite stuff was Sinatra's work with Nelson Riddle, and that he was saying, wow, if only Billy Eckstein could, you know, get somebody to tell him to what songs to sing and arrangements like those Nelson Riddle arrangements, it would be really great for me. So here he is sort of saying that one of the great, really jazz singers had a lot to learn from Frank Sinatra. But I also think that Sinatra in the jazz pantheon shows that jazz is an encompassing genre that used to encompass what we think of as popular music and used to be really intertwined with popular music. And one of the things I hope to see for jazz in the future is find ways that, that jazz can be intertwined with popular music again, not necessarily just copying popular music, but maybe elevating popular music and enriching it.
Hear, hear. Sinatra had it. He had a jazz instrument as a voice. I was just thinking about Tony Bennett and that great record with Bill Evans. I'd love to have heard Sinatra do some small group stuff with somebody in a setting like that.
Yeah, you know, although there is a recording of Sinatra with some jazz all-stars from the late 40s, I think it is. And he's singing with Nat King Cole at the piano and Harry Carney, the baritone saxophone player from the Ellington Band, and Johnny Hodges, the alto saxophonist from from the Ellington Band, and it was kind of a metronome all-stars get-together, and they've just recorded like two tunes. I think Sweet Lorraine is one of those tunes, and it's amazing to hear Sinatra singing in a pure jazz context like that. It's really thrilling. And that's a small group jazz context. Of course, you can't get any more swinging than the Sinatra records with Count Basie, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Thought of you makes me stop just before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
With Nelson Riddle and his orchestra backing up the great Frank Sinatra, that's the Cole Porter classic, I've Got You Under My Skin. Some gentle swinging and some subtle vocal work from Frank Sinatra on that song from the album Songs for Swingin' Lovers. Now, let's enjoy the music of another of the masters of jazz piano, Chick Corea, as he paid homage to Bill Evans and his great trio work by recording some of the songs Bill Evans made famous with two musicians who worked with Mr. Evans, Eddie Gomez on the bass and on the drums, Paul Motion. Here's the song Another Tango, Chick Corea, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. The Great Chick Corea and Company, recorded live at the famous Blue Note Jazz Club in New York City. Hope you enjoyed that. And we've got more of our salute to Frank Sinatra coming up as we talk to one of the great vocalists who's followed in his footsteps, John Pizzarelli, in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And I not only receive email, but also communication via Facebook. Lots of Jazz America listeners have tracked me down just simply looking for Russ Davis on Facebook and communicate with me that way in addition to email. And one of those folks is a longtime Jazz America listener and musician, Constant Hiram Boti. Now, he's originally from the Ivory Coast, but he's now in Accra, Ghana, and he wrote me this message recently. Ah, Facebook, I'm so glad to reconnect with my longtime friend Russ Davis from Mojo Radio and also host and producer of Jazz America on VOA. Thank you, Russ, for broadcasting the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. Well, thank you, Constant Hiram Boti. And speaking of music makers, in communication with him over the years, I have learned that he is a fantastic guitarist, composer, educator, and leader of his own band, and now recording artist with his new release he's just gotten to me called Guru Guru, Global Language of Human Soul, the subtitle of the album, and it is Constant Boti, and it's filled with wonderful African-flavored vibe and groove, as well as great playing, classic and modern. Here's a taste. The album Guru Guru from Constant Boti, brand new, and the song Rejuvenation. We'll be right back.
joking and I have a nice time.
Rejuvenation.
And I'm a super yummy can give it on.
Rejuvenation.
We come together and I have a nice time.
Rejuvenation.
And I'm a look who ain't get a young bunny down.
man from Red Bank, New Jersey, not very far from where Frank Sinatra was born in Hoboken. That is the legendary Count Basie. From 1960, leading his band on the song entitled Broadway. Just to give you a little point of reference here on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, as you heard our music director Eric Felton mention earlier, Frank Sinatra, who turns 100 years old on the 12th of December, some of his finest work was with Count Basie and his orchestra. And just also as a point of reference, Frank Sinatra worked in his early years with more big bands during the swing era, Harry James and Tommy Dorsey, to be specific. So that swinging sound you just heard, certainly indicative of the kind of music that Frank Sinatra was famous for. Well, John Pizzarelli is a gentleman who's followed in Frank Sinatra's footsteps, and we're going to hear a little sound of Sinatra from the album Dear Mr. Sinatra. John Pizzarelli, joined by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. After we talk to John backstage at Birdland, the famous jazz club in New York City, here on VOA's Jazz America. Jazz America.
The brilliant John Pizzarelli is warming up on his guitar, this beautiful hollow body here, and it's got his own name on it. Instead of a Les Paul, it's a John Pizzarelli. John, thank you for taking a few moments.
Oh, sure. It's great to be with you. Thanks for asking me.
Folks around the world on the Voice of America are listening to you now, and they've heard your music quite a bit over the years, and they know you as a man with a rich and delightful voice and a wonderful guitar style, too. Both of them married together. And I wonder if you're a singer who plays guitar or a guitarist who sings.
I'm probably a singer who plays the guitar, but I don't go anywhere without the guitar. So if I'm going to sing, it'll be with my guitar. So the guitar comes strapped on already. So you're always stuck with the guitar no matter what.
Hermetically sealed.
Yes, right. It's sealed to my shoulder.
Now, everyone knows your dad, your famous dad, Bunky Pizzarelli. And when was it, at what point in your life, did he say, son, sit down, let me put this thing in your hand. I want you to see what you can do with it, a guitar I'm talking about.
Well, it was originally a tenor banjo when I was about 6 1/2, 7 years old that they actually threw at me. And I learned that. And then I played because we never put guitars away in our house. They're always out on the couch. So you were going to move the guitar to sit down on the couch. You had to, you know, hold the guitar. So I figured eventually that's how I was self-taught and then sat next to my father for about 15 years on the bandstand and learned how to play the guitar properly.
Well, John Pizzarelli, certainly a natural. And you know, so was Frank Sinatra. Did you know that he could not read music? He just naturally had that extra sense that a great performer and jazz musician needs to be able to create music at a high level. Now, let's enjoy some of John Pizzarelli and his salute to Frank Sinatra. From the album Dear Mr. Sinatra with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, here's You Make Me Feel So Young on Jazz America from VOA 1.
So spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young. to be rung and a wonderful fling to be plumb. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young.
Hi, this is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Thank you.
Young Vibes Master Stefan Harris, and a salute to Duke Ellington, African Tarantella, Dances with Duke, to The Bad Plus and Joshua Redman. From their recent collaboration, the song County Seat. Great trio, The Bad Plus, joined by saxophone giant Joshua Redman. More of our salute to the 100th birthday of Frank Sinatra next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?